It's much easier to hear the wisdom and guidance of God when we're not panicking over our circumstances. Wouldn't you agree? Lessons from the Sea, an article by Tammy Darling, originally appeared in the 2022 edition of Signs of the Times. Your narrator is Amy Zabikirksky, and she is a volunteer reader for Christian Record Services.
I may leave the sea, but the sea never leaves me. This saying accompanies a photo of the ocean I took a few years ago, and is on a desktop plaque I made after one of many trips to the ocean. Each year, our family takes an early fall excursion to the ocean, somewhere along the east coast of the United States. Some years, I've been blessed with an additional spring beach trip with my husband for our anniversary celebration. On a side note, while the terms sea and ocean can refer to different geographic features, many people use the term interchangeably, as I do here. Sitting along the seashore, basking in the warmth of the afternoon sun, is where I feel most at home. This is where I feel closest to God. For some, it's the mountains. For me, it has always been the ocean. The sea has taught me many lessons I couldn't have learned anywhere else. Here, for your consideration, are just 9 of the lessons the sea has taught me. Lesson 1. Keep calm and don't panic. It seems like every year, shortly before our vacation time, there's a new report of an ocean drowning. Often, these drownings are the result of riptides. So every year, I remind my children of the dangers of the ocean, how to identify riptides, and what to do if they are ever caught up in one. Whether it's a riptide, shark, or other potential danger, the most important thing is to keep calm and not panic. That's great advice for us all, whether or not we're at the ocean. Life happens. Car accidents, lost jobs, betrayal, sickness. But no matter what comes against us, it's important that we keep calm and don't panic. It's much easier to hear the wisdom and guidance of God when we're not panicking over our circumstances. Lesson 2. Go with the flow. Along with dolphins, sea turtles are among my favorite sea creatures. I especially love the animated sea turtles in the movie Finding Nemo. When cruising along on the EAC, the East Australian Current, they are so happy and content to just go with the flow. It turns out this depiction isn't too far from the truth, as sea turtles do ride ocean currents. It's been a hard lesson for me to learn to go with the flow when life tries to throw me off course. I tend to fight circumstances, and sometimes God, when I don't like the circumstances I find myself in. But please understand, this is not to say that we are to go with the flow and join the ways of the world. Not at all. This is about those everyday moments, the interruptions, the change of plans, the things we allow to stress us out and distract us when we could easily adapt and go with the flow. Lesson 3. God always provides. It's not always pleasant to come across a half-eaten fish or starfish, sea star, on the beach. But it is a reminder that God always provides. I mean, the gulls and pelicans need to eat, too. My husband once held up a French fry, and within a matter of seconds, we were surrounded by dozens of gulls. And while I asked him to never do that again, I did buy a humorous plaque for our ocean-themed washroom that reads, "Today, I will be happier than a seagull with a French fry." God's provision may not always look like we think it should, but He always faithfully provides, in His way, with His timing. That gull may have wanted a fish, but it got a French fry. It got what it needed, not necessarily what it wanted. I'm sure the fish came at another time, but for that moment, God provided something else. Are we willing to be thankful for what and how God provides, even if it's not what we think we want or need? Lesson 4. Come out of your shell. Hermit crabs are fascinating creatures. I love the fact that as they continue to grow, they will abandon their too small shell for a larger, better fitting shell. It's so amazing to watch a hermit crab come out of its shell and go into a new one. Perhaps the reason that hermit crabs are so endearing to me is that I've spent a lifetime in my own sort of shell, hiding from the world, from new experiences, and even from myself. But the more I grow in Christ, the more uncomfortable that shell becomes. I'm outgrowing it. I know I need to shed the shell and become who God always meant for me to be. Lesson 5. Be careful of shifting sands. Even though sand is relatively soft, it can also be hazardous. On our last family vacation, my mother-in-law fell when she lost her balance on the shifting sand beneath her feet. This was also the same vacation that we rented a beach house located 3 miles away on a 4x4 beach. Yikes. Driving on the sand adds a whole new dynamic to the shifting sand. We had to be extremely careful on a whole new level. Sometimes the shifting sands of our lives can cause problems if we're not especially careful and alert. The enemy loves to throw us off balance and get us off course. He laughs when we fall due to the shifting. The more diligent we are in our walk with the Lord, the less likely that any shifting we encounter will become a real problem. Lesson 6. Age gracefully. Aging gracefully is another lesson I'm still learning from sea turtles. These amazing creatures continue to grow very slowly throughout their lives. This prevents them from aging in the same way that birds and mammals do. And I like to think that their ability to go with the flow contributes to their longevity. At least I know it would add to ours. We may not continue to grow physically throughout our entire lives, but we should certainly always be growing spiritually, intellectually, and even emotionally. I'm a firm believer in daily growth. I love learning something new every day, responding better than I did the day before to life's hiccups or even throw-ups, and coming closer and closer to the heart of God. I can honestly say I look and feel younger than I did 10 years ago. That's aging gracefully. Lesson 7. Use caution when walking. Walking on the beach, feeling the sand between your toes, feels great until you step on something like a broken seashell because you aren't paying attention to your surroundings. Or it feels great until you step on something hidden just beneath the sand. I've learned to wear beach shoes and be more cautious when walking on the beach. Because the enemy's primary purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, we need to be especially careful in our daily walk. Not just in where we go and who we spend our time with, although that's important too. But we must also be careful with our attitudes, motives, words, and thoughts. Paying close attention to these things will keep us from tripping or falling. Lesson 8. Ride the waves. While I love being at the ocean and watching the waves, I don't actually get in the ocean and experience the waves firsthand. I'm quite content to sit in the sand and photograph the waves. Since we go to the ocean during the off-season, the beach isn't very crowded. But I do witness an occasional surfer catching some good waves. Two of our daughters recently started using bodyboards, cautiously staying close to the shore. It's so fun to watch them ride these mini waves. Life is full of adventure and risks. We never know what tomorrow will bring. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. We can't stop the waves, but we can learn to surf. I may or may not ever catch an actual ocean wave, but I can catch the waves of life and ride them from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Lesson 9. The sun is faithful. I know some crazy people who go to the ocean and never get up early to see an ocean sunrise. Crazy, I know. No matter how tired I am, an ocean sunrise is something I don't want to miss. The sun faithfully rises, appearing to rise out of the water. And even if it's a cloudy morning, there's still evidence of the sun's rising. It's not always clear, but it is always there. And it's always a beauty to behold. The sun, too, is faithful. Even if we don't clearly see Jesus working, he is. Jesus is moving. He's changing the atmosphere. Jesus is there. Just as we can trust that the sun will rise, we can trust that Jesus is rising and has indeed risen on our behalf. The sun is always there, always faithful.